Hermanas, hermanos, compañeras, compañeros, muchas gracias por su amable bienvenida. Quisiera hablar en español, pero lamento decir que hablo español como un niño. Sin embargo, hablo inglés como un gabacho. Escribo en inglés como un hombre de juicio. Para ustedes, parezco un gringo. De hecho, soy parte indígena. Mi abuela me nombró de Wisconsin, un pueblo que he vivido a las 6.000 años en Norteamérica. 6.000 años. Ahorita, muy pobre. Por eso estoy feliz entre ustedes. Gracias. So, entonces, as Juan said, I traveled in the southern United States for 2 years. And what I discovered was great poverty and great economic hardship created by NAFTA. Companies, factories that had moved to Mexico or to Canada and left many communities very poor. So many lives have been disrupted and hope evaporated. And one of the strange features of Donald Trump is that he appealed to people who were very confused and lost their way. People who had no leadership. I started my life as a young man resisting Vietnam. And my solution to resistance was first rebellion as a student activist, and then to leave and become a teacher in Africa for 6 years. So I was in Central Africa in October 1965 when Che Guevara was fighting in Katanga in the Congo. I highly recommend that you read his book, Congo Diary. He calls it the story of a failure. But he also says that that failure was a great gift to him in understanding. And after 6 years in Africa, I felt also I was a failure, because a gringo in Africa then, and in a way Che made the same mistake, was a stranger is often fundamentally subversive. Subversive in the way he looks, in the way he behaves, in the things that he has, in a watch, in a hat, whatever. It's very subversive. You need to become one with the people. Many travelers talk about their own problems. They're unhappy, they're sick, they're homesick, and the traveler is often an egotist. So instead of sightseeing, looking at architecture, great architecture, or museums, I began to think that the best travel is to study human architecture. So when our ignorant president, mentiroso, tonto, vulgar, pendejo, made remarks about Mexicans, I decided to live on the border, to travel back and forth on the frontera. And after that, to travel deeper into Mexico to study the lives of people, people who had been to the States, people who had come back, and to look at the human face of Mexicans, against the stereotype, to distinguish the stereotype from the reality. One of the interesting things about the films that we saw was they were both about life as it actually is. And to see things as they are is a way to freedom, to see things as they are, as they really are, not as you want them to be. Yesterday, I was in Ovantic to visit the grave of Don Luis Villoro. And my impression of Ovantic was of a place of great serenity, of work, of education, of awareness, of enlightenment, but most of all, serenity, of people who liked being where they are. They enjoyed being where they are. They liked each other's company, and there was great calmness in Ovantic. Ovantic. Great serenity. That's a tremendous enlightenment for someone like me, to see how through revolution, through understanding the world, they became calm, concentrated, and enlightened. That's the way the world should be. If Marichu became president of Mexico, what a great country this would be. So Marichu in the presidential palace is a dream and a hope and someday a possibility.